Hi, everybody. Well, this is Grace and Lightship Healing Program. Today is Monday, and the date is December 15th, 2014. So, a few more, like another week for Christmas. We have our special event a week from today for special healing, starting at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. Okay, let's do clearing for everybody. And normally it's emotional stuff that you're dealing with. We'll do anxiety. Now, end of the year anxieties, here we go. Maybe you're afraid to lose and leave 2014. Don't know what's going to happen in 2015. Maybe you hope that it's better. Or maybe you hope it's the same. So here we go. Maybe you have the year-end anxieties happening. So here we go. Releasing one of your pet anxieties. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And do that one again. Or you can think of another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll do the light beams. So bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. We'll first do the light beam, which should be the male one. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next is the non-gender. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we have the female. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll see if our co-host is there, here, there, somewhere. Anna, I'm
there. Hello, Ron. Yes, I'm here. Happy to be here. Welcome, everyone. If you happen to be a new listener, just so you know, Ron has a wonderful website. It's creationlightship.com. There are many free healings there and lots of information. Ron has YouTube videos. You can find out a lot of stuff online. And Ron already mentioned that a week from today, which is very exciting, he's having a conference call that's going to last approximately 2 hours. If you're not on the mailing list for Creation Lightship, you could send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and the co-host will check that, and we can send you the information. So he's giving this wonderful clearing, and there was some confusion. There's no actual button to buy that on the website or way to search it. What you do is pay through the donation link, which is in the lower left of the website. It says PayPal, and it's $50 per person. And then send your receipt to CLS Questions, and we'll send you the phone number. And Ron's going to physically rejuvenate our organs. It's a very exciting first-time event, so I hope everyone can join us for that. So thank you, Ron. You reminded me, I'm going to jump ahead. Actually, we have a lot of emails to get through today, but someone asked, well, a listener is interested in a loneliness clearing, and they checked on the website and said they don't see a loneliness clearing, and they would like to have one. And I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but in any event, if you could say, and then perhaps do a sample of a loneliness clearing for people.
And you can go into the special clearing, and that'll be a whole life one, and then you can use it for loneliness. But here we go. Think of loneliness that you're having. And here we go. Releasing that one energy that you're thinking of for that one particular event. So releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll also do a loneliness clearing with somebody that would still be living. Normally, I guess, well, it could be even, it has to be somebody who's living with a consciousness. So maybe your cat ran away, and you know it's still out there living, but it doesn't come back, or your dog or one of your best friends moved away, and you know they're still living, and maybe they're lonely for you. and, you know, there's no communication going on. Maybe you just lost touch. So here we go. Let's release that energetic cord that they're attaching to you, maybe making you feel lonely. And they're pushing that button and creating the button for you. And then when that's created, now you're on the loneliness timeline. So the timeline of loneliness is where you're living. And now you're feeling the loneliness of maybe billions of people on that timeline as the energies kind of get mixed up with yours. So here we go. Just remember what I said here. It's very, very important. When you're on a timeline, you are in the same soup as everybody else, and their energies can come into you. So that's why you want to get off the timeline. It's very, very important. So here we go. Releasing their loneliness ported to you and maybe a bunch of other people. I guess it could be millions of them with a similar issue, and you're all in the same soup bowl, mixing energies out there in the beyond. So here we go. Releasing loneliness. 1, 2, the energetic cord. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. So that's why you don't want to court anybody. And just by thinking that you're lonely, you're probably thinking of somebody that was physical here, and you're lonely because they're no longer here. Now, if for some reason you're lonely because somebody no longer is living here, then you're probably dealing with their emotional body coming into you, making you feel lonely. That's when you do the deceased loved one's emotional body clearing. It's $50, and you get your emotional body out of here so you won't feel lonely any longer. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, great, Ron. And I just wanted to mention the special clearing again. Ron felt that, wow, there's so many clearings on this website, that he created a special clearing, that's what it's called, and you can put in whatever you need there. So thank you for mentioning that, Ron. Okay, now you brought up timelines, and you mentioned something about timelines you wanted to share before the show, Ron. Do you want to get into that now? Something about timelines and the magnetic body, you said?
Yeah, as you start releasing and doing more clearing, what could happen is that you could become, I don't want to use the word overly saturated, but you could be working also with timelines that you know nothing about. Like I said earlier, as people on that same timeline as you get off of the timeline. And so energies could mix. Now, let's just say that we're on a timeline of Buddhist. I'll use the money timeline, okay, or lack of money. So you're on this lack of money timeline, and you're doing clearings, and now you're feeling that, boy, I got rid of that, I feel great. But you still think that there's something not exactly correct with you because you're not having anything come into your life or something. And then you feel like maybe something just doesn't seem 100% in integrity. Or maybe you did a bunch of clearings, and all of a sudden you think, I don't know, you know, I just kind of like hit my plateau, you know, why can't I have more energy coming to me, you know? And then your mind's going to say to you, or that energy of some entity, oh, clearings are not ever going to work for you again. You know, you wasted your time and your energy. Well, what that means, if you get something like that, you need to do that magnetic twisted body clearing, because that clearing will help you reintegrate all of your energetic bodies, because maybe you couldn't get them completely corrected. And you're noticing that and feeling that. And all of a sudden you go, you know, it's not working. And maybe you only healed 30% of the body. And the energy is still waiting to come in, but those energetic bodies that you have are crooked, upside down, backwards, and maybe corrupted. So you need to get them all into alignment to have your spirit heal them. That's why we have the magnetic twisted body clearing. So that's what you may need to do. If you do feel like you hit a plateau, Maybe something may not be working, or you feel like, you know, you're doing a clearing and you still feel the gunk. Well, it's because your bodies aren't taking the energy. But that's what you probably would want to do if you're in that situation. So back to you, Ann.
Well, Ron, thank you very much. That's very helpful. And you've done that. You've done samples of the magnetic and twisted body. Could we do a sample of that now for people in case they have a body out of whack?
Yeah, you have a lot of bodies. Remember, there's 108 bodies. So we'll pick the one that is the most messed up, which you won't even know about because you probably don't have that consciousness. If you do know which one it is, that'd be great. But, you know, on the clearing, you just start going through the bodies. So here we go. We'll take the body that's probably the most messed up with you. Have to pick something. So here we go. Put it back into the proper order and orientation with your spirit so you can have a healing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. They feel it turning inside of you here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that should be pretty much into alignment now. And now we're going to do a process where it could be upside down. So it could be facing the right direction, but it could be upside down. So here we go. We turn it right side up, so I'll just count. I'll count to six. Just think of the hands of a clock, you know, going from six where your head would be, and now it has to be a 12. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And there we go. What if it's twisted? You know, part of it's twisted. So here we go, like a corkscrew. So 1, releasing that energy and getting it back right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that's a little better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. There we go. So this clearing here will only work live right now, because there's so many of them on the website that you need to do. So it's kind of, kind of futile, you know, in a sense, just doing what I'm doing here for one of these, because you've got 108 bodies. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And I want to thank everyone who writes in to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We really appreciate all of your emails with questions and testimonials. And one, I believe, was overlooked from November. A listener called in to ask you about ringing in the ears, Ron, and this second listener had a suggestion for that person, so I want to say that now. The ringing in the ears occurring might be because of television. The HD TVs pump out a lot of EMFs, and when you stop watching for a while, that's when you get the ringing in the ears. So thank you, listener, for that. That's an interesting idea. You know, we don't get into too many scientific things on the show, but we appreciate you trying to help somebody out there. So thank you very much. And I'll keep going with our emails. Okay, someone wrote in that they're having issues in their gut. I really hope this person can come on the organ rejuvenation call next week, but she actually feels like, well, it's making her miserable, and she feels like something's living in there, and I thought that might be something you could address, Ron.
Well, let's see here. Normally, that would typically be the octopus jet energy, so let's see if this helps. And you can get on the, the alien, eliminate alien attack page and do the same thing here. So here we go, releasing the energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Well, that should probably make you feel a little better. I'll talk about the alien attack page. The reason why I put up the $10 one for a week is just to give people a little sample so they can have some relief. But, to be perfectly honest, I would not buy the 1 week one. I would do it for a month, okay? $1 a day, $30, and get the clearing for a month. Don't short yourself and just do 1 week, because it may not do that much good for you, because you need to hit it probably, maybe three times a day or so. You want to get on there if you have something bothering you. I have had some people say, well, I got it for a week, and I had a little bit of help, but then it just stopped working, and I don't know, I want to do it again because it didn't work. Well, that's only because you didn't buy it for a month and stay on it. So some people think that some of the clearings you do at one time, the whole lifetime ones work that way. It's done and over with. But the other clearings where you're completely, dealing with the situation over and over again, like the alien attacks, you and the curses spell clearing and the dark side practitioner, and plus all the free ones, those you need to stay on and do them. So, just doing it one time, or you buy it and you did it like three times during a week or something, and you thought, well, yeah, I got a little bit of relief here. Well, you need to stay on it. And so don't waste your money just doing it for 1 week. Do it for a month and probably do it, three times a day at least, if you have a situation happening. So don't short yourself and, not get the clearing and only put it, a day or two into it, because if you're under attack, you could be under attack for your whole life, and you need to get the stuff off of you, so you need to stay on the clearings to have benefit. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. I love that healing, and I find it very powerful. So thank you, Ron, and I get it, how a month would be better. And people who come on your 8-hour calls know this, and who have had these experiences, but can you just explain, why, in case someone's a new listener, why you're talking about something like octopus energies and how the aliens have gotten to us and attack and hurt us?
Well, comparing light to where we are on this planet, looking at light, in light, if the planet has light on it, there'd be nothing here to cause anybody any harm, including people. You wouldn't have any energy if you're in peace, which means that something that is going to prey on something else, which aliens prey on us, plus when we pray, you get preyed on, mosquitoes are dark side energy, snakes are, anything that would bite or harm something else would, in a sense, be that, okay? There are animals out there that have to eat meat, so they do kill things, but, mosquitoes and things like this, octopus energies, the jellyfish energies, these are all alien life forms. And their counterpart is somewhere else in the Beyondo. And that's what they're here is, they're preying on you and preying on other things. So these energies are coming into people. We'll just use the word like a tick. So ticks do this, and ticks don't have a spirit. So we're talking about spiritless beings that were not created by the light, and the dark side brought them here to prey on other things. So, and octopus energies is one of those, and they stay inside of us. And that's probably the main one that people have, is that particular energy, which would be the octopus. So it's just a life form that we can identify and talk about. There's other ones that I would have no way to even conceive to you how they look. There is the praying mantis energies. Those are aliens, and there's centipede energies. But the main ones are the ones that cause you harm, and the octopus can't come inside of you and take a lot of energy, distort your body organs, put the tentacles around your neck, and stuff like this. We did clearings, I think, on the last program, so you can go there if you wanted to have a sample. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. That's always very interesting. I think it's nice to even hear it again if you already know. And I mean, it's not nice to hear, but it's good to know. So thank you for that. Okay, I'm going to move on to someone wrote in to comment about our discussion last week about being corded to objects. And you did say, well, I'll read the email. read the question on Monday's call about how you can be corded to objects through lifetime, to which Ron answered, yes, I agree, based on this story. When I was a child, our family moved into an old Victorian house in the country. After we moved in, my mom went to an antique store and was inspired to buy a set of china for our new home. A short time later, she was digging in a ravine near the house to clear space for a garden and uncovered shards of the same china she had just purchased. So that china wanted to come back to that house. Right, Ron?
Yeah, it sure sounds like it, yeah.
And it attached to this gal's mother. And then she adds, incidentally, it was also while living at this house, which was definitely very haunted, that my mom began to all of a sudden want to see a UFO, which she and my brother subsequently did one summer night.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so it sounds like there was both alien and ghost entity energies in that house, right?
Yeah, it sure sounds like it, yeah.
And it seems like the way it's, I don't know, but it seems like the way she's saying in childhood that they no longer live there. If they lived there, I would say to do a space clearing. And also perhaps her mother needs an entity, an alien clearing, if she's still around.
Yeah, I would even do something in case you're ported to that house and what happened there. So very possibly the house, the area of the house, maybe there's a vortex there or something, you know, something there that told them in their mind that they want to see a UFO and they brought one in, okay? That probably is house-related. Well, I'll use the word property-related. That could be anything. You know, a Stargate or something, or a vortex, or who knows what, you know, could be attached to the house, and they're just picking it up. It comes into their consciousness. So I would do a clearing on that at that age, your ages that you were there, to release it from you. Because remember, this stuff is still with you. And the fact that you brought it up, and we talked about it on the show, now means that your body wants to get it off of it, as you now kind of are relating to it, and that's the timeline that you're experiencing. So your body is trying to do you a favor to kind of like maybe push your butt in a sense, or at least wake you up to get this energy off of you. That's why you're having that indication of what happened and drawing back that memory from the past. So that's good. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, very interesting. Thank you for sharing that, listener. She has more things on that email, but we'll save those for the next show. Okay, this is some comments that were put on the fast chat one night that we didn't get to. And this is an interesting one. We could maybe go back to money a little bit here. How much money a year is needed to live and pay bills, but fund with no worries, healings, clearings, calls, expos, et cetera?
What's that again, Ann?
Well, I think it's an interesting question and a good one. The person's wondering how much money, well, do they need to live, which I guess that's a hard one to answer, but I guess they're asking how much money should they plan on needing to spend to do healings and clearings and go to expos, et cetera.
Well, that's a hard one for me. I don't know what to say.
Well, I can say something. I think that when you first find Ron and Creation Lightship, and especially go on the website, there are a lot of healings on there, a lot. And no one person needs to do all of them. And I think that sometimes people who have money, you know, rush in a little too much and you know, start doing like 10 healings right away. And the better thing to do is to take Ron's suggestion, a strong suggestion, to start with the emotional clearing, and then give yourself a little time to experience what it's like to live without that dense emotional body, and then kind of feel your way. I don't think that, I know that there's no way that Creation Lightship healings could be a financial burden. Wouldn't you agree, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. And as you look at all the clearings, yeah, everyone could help you. But there's ones, you know, helping you might be 10%, 20%. But you need to get the ones that you really need. You know, what's your life agenda? You know, what is your issues that you're dealing with? So the issues are what you want to get rid of. And everybody has, you know, different amount of issues, different types of issues. So it's kind of up to you as to what your issues are. And that's the whole thing is where, you know, what's living with you, in you, and how are you experiencing life, and how would you feel if you're freed from this negative energy of the issues that surround you? So that's the whole thing, and everybody's different. But you do need to have a few clearings to, you know, get yourself out of the situation that you don't want to be in. Because that's given you the theme of your life, and the energies are there, which is going to be counterproductive for you. So you need to find out what you do need. You know, I would say everybody, you know, you need the emotional, you need the mental, you know. You're going to be needing, if you're in fear, if you have anxiety, you know, what else is in there that you're dealing with? And then from there, you do the clearing to get these released from you so that you're able to feel more freed up in your life. And everybody's different, like I said. Everybody knows they have a different issue. Not everybody has the same issue. So that's the whole thing is, where are you and what are you experiencing and what do you want to get released from your life? So back to you, Ann.
Right, and this question happens to come from a man, and it's not necessarily true, but you have said, Ron, that often men tend to have a heavy mental body. And that might be a good second clearing for a lot of men. And boy, if you've done that emotional whole life and mental whole life, you'll get a lot out, and then it'll be really clear to you what else, what other whole life clearings you may need.
Yes.
So I hope that was helpful.
Yep. Everybody has a different set of cards that they got drawn, you know?
Right. And there are actually two very similar questions. Someone asked question about, I don't know, a similar job, and I missed it, couldn't get to it the other night. But this same listener is asking, is it possible to have a technical job like mathematician while being heart-centered?
Yeah, you will work into that energy very easily. Once you start to do the mind to heart drop and you stay with it, you're going to find yourself being able to be mental. But it'll be in source energy. So, yes, you just need to kind of continue on with what you're doing. And eventually it'll fall into place.
Great. Thank you, Ron. And this listener has a suggestion, and I think you've mentioned this is already in the works, Ron. He would love it if there was an app for Creation Lightship so he could access the website and the radio shows all in one place. Wasn't someone working on that for us?
Yeah, we'll have to see how that's going, but yeah.
Great.
At some point, yeah, that's what I'm hoping to have up is an app for people to go on for, like, an emergency clearing or something, or something like that. You know, your traumatic event happens, you go on and you go to the app and get it released instantly. So that's what we'll be working on at some point here.
Right. Okay, and here, one more question from the same, well, he also wanted to know how much is the December 22nd teleconference, so I hope he knows now that's $50, and you pay on the donation link, the PayPal donation link. One more question, can the free holographic reality clearing be used as a substitute for the timeline crashes?
No, it's a whole different clearing. Oh, no, it's completely different. It doesn't go as deep. It just changes the hologram that you're living in a sense right now to put you more into the now. So it's a way to get you into the now. But remember, you're off your living timeline. It's not going to take you out of timeline. So completely different energy there.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Could you do first of all, Ron has a holographic reality clearing that's free on his website. It's at the top left on the drop-down box called Free Healings. Is it possible to do a sample of that for us, Ron?
I'll just have people do it themselves.
Okay.
let's just continue on to the questions. It'd be better.
Okay.
Experience that themselves.
Sure. Okay, next question is a great one. A listener is wanting to know, what are the differences and when to use three different clearings, the self-empowerment, the judgment, and the self-sabotaging?
Boy. That's hard to answer because everybody has their own thing. So, I don't know. I can't really answer that question.
Okay. Well, the self-empowerment clearing has a lot of issues within it that are very, it's very specific, I could say. And, of course, self-sabotaging is if you feel you're always tripping yourself up. I'm sorry, Ron.
Yeah, the self-sabotage is a whole lifetime clearing, I believe, where the ones that are in the bundle will say there's like 38 of them, plus you can enter something on that self-empowerment bundle.
In fact, you can enter on the self-empowerment self-sabotage.
Yeah. It'll just work right now in this moment for the issue that you're dealing with. It's like I do clearings here, with you. I'm not clearing your whole lifetime of your issue. So, like, if you called up or, sent us an email, say, Ron, I'm in sadness. You clear sadness away from me. Yeah, we'll clear the one issue of your sadness. I'm not going back to clear the one yesterday and the one before, the day before, and, when you had your sadness at the age of 8 and 2 and 1 and everything else. That's what the whole lifetime clearings do that. So what I'm doing is giving you a Band-Aid, and that's what the Band-Aid clearing is, in a sense. When you get into your whole lifetime clearing, that's for everything. And the other one that we have up, which is the bundle of a bunch of sample clearings, in a sense, will allow you to get jump-started. So that's what it's for, is to get you jump-started, to get rid of your current issue, so maybe you have a week of reprieve so that you're able to move forward. Otherwise, you're stuck. So if you notice that clearing, if you used it, you're clearing away 38 issues, okay? And by getting those off of you, all different issues, all of a sudden now you have some breathing room to, be creative and to maybe do what you want to do, which could be maybe getting a job where you didn't have one before. So you have to realize that's 38 different energies that are bombarding you. And so that's what it's for, is to get you jump-started. And the ones that really affect you or that has helped you out, you do one of those, you go, well, I feel great now. Well, you better take note of that because you may have or need to have the whole lifetime clearing if we have a clearing like that online, because it could be affecting you greatly. And that's why we have, the special clearing for people, just in case, we didn't have them all listed there, which, I know I'm missing a lot of things, but got most of the stuff that people need. So that's what that clearing is for. The self-empowerment clearing is to get you jump-started. So you can get rid of stuff that's with you right now so you can move forward. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, and I think if you either feel great, as Ron said, or realize after you've done the self-empowerment, wow, I still am self-sabotaging myself, then you definitely want to do the self-sabotage. And then you've talked about judgment before, Ron, and we all, in our culture, I think we're raised to just walk around and judge all the time. So can you talk a little bit about how that hurts us?
Well, the judgment puts you into duality, and the duality is the mind energy, mind matrix, and then you get put on a timeline. So you want to get out of the judgment energies. And the judgment is probably, where you're very critical on something. Critical toward people, places, and things. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, here's a question about ascension. Hi, Ron. I have done all my clearings, but let's say I don't make ascension and I go back into reincarnation for another life. Will I be a better person because of my clearings, or does it make any difference? How will this work? Thank you, Ron.
Okay, well, the first thing is that there'll be no more ascensions after this one. So this is it. And so if you did not make the ascension, then you're more than likely going to go, because this planet's not going to be materialized. At least that's what it is right now. It could change tomorrow. But that's why it's so important to, you know, get your body cleaned out and also get that barcode off your spirit. So the first thing that you need to know is that this planet will no longer be materialized because the darkness is coming into it. And this is like the last creation of this planet. The ascension time is going to be gone. The blueprint's gone. And so if you don't make the ascension and you're not able to be recognized by the light, then, like all the times before, you know, hundreds of times, you know, maybe thousands of times before, if you, you know, incarnated a lot, then that means that you were stuck here and the dark side took you off planet because the planet was taken away, dematerialized, and it was recreated over again. And then they brought you back. And that could be on other timelines too. This time, this planet's not going to be here. So the darkness could take you to a dark side created planet like this one. You wouldn't probably know the difference, but it won't be in light. And you could be living there and living there forever in darkness on a planet that looks like the Earth. That's why we have the parallel life clearing up for parallel life planets. So those aren't created by the light. They're darkness planets. So this planet will no longer be here, period. Now, will you be here? Not on this planet. No, it won't be here. But you could be on another fabricated, cloned planet created by the darkness and living in that. So will you know anything? No. I doubt if they're going to give you a remembrance. The dark side won't give you a remembrance of what you did in this lifetime here. Or maybe they might. Maybe they'll torment you with it and say, you know, you didn't do your clearings. You didn't know about the light. And there it is. It's gone. And you're here now stuck with us forever. So that's the problem. And there are people now that are on those parallel planets, you know, the ones that did the dark side ascension in 2012, 2013, 2014. So, you know, they're out there in the Beyondo, probably living on clone planets of darkness. That's why we have clones here. The clones, you know, the population, 90% of it got abducted, probably more like 95%. There's more clones now than what there was before. So, you know, you have to just kind of look and say, yeah, you know, they're going. And, you know, that's what's being put down here now. So where do they go to? They were human. The humans are gone. So that's the way it is. So don't, and in light, you don't have any remembrance of what happened in the last lifetime because the light has no records of you and you have no records of yourself. Otherwise, you're going to be in judgment and in duality because now you're thinking of something that's not perfect. So, anything you can add to that, Ann?
No, but I was wondering if you could possibly clear us from the Akashic Records. Or maybe tell people what that is, and I don't know if you can take us out of it.
No, that I can't do. There's too much darkness there. You're looking at the cosmic records will have every one of the timelines you lived on. I mean, this is the dark side script. So this could go on for eons, you know. How big is your library of who you are every moment in time, every second for what you're doing? That's all recorded. That database would be tremendous. And they use that database to haunt you with it. You know, there are people who are doing Akashic record readings, and they'll tell you all about your life because that's what the dark side does. They got to find a way to take you and to torment you, to give you pain and everything else, and that's how they do it. That's the record of the darkness. No, and that'd be, for me, probably next to impossible to even go into. you know, to try to find out, even for one person, it would be, you know, very, very difficult. And then in the process, if I were to tell you about something, then that puts you onto their timeline. You have to realize you don't want to regurgitate somebody's maybe information from the past or something that's out there, you know, being passed around by people or whatever, because right away that can draw you into that timeline. You know, it's probably why they have people mention something three times, you know, to get you so that you're now in that program. And so what I'm trying to say is, let's just say that you are, somehow you got involved with looking up something, maybe about some kind of pain in your body or something, right? So now you want to become an expert, get that information. Well, each time you go onto a website checking out the pain, why I have this pain, now you're on those pain timelines. And is your pain going to get worse? Probably so. Or other aliens are going to be attaching to you because you're now researching the pain. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to get connected to more timelines that are going to cause you situations and problems. And hopefully I'm clear with that, because you're going to be finding yourself having a lot of maybe negative situations happening, and you're going right into those timelines. Like I say, curiosity killed the cat, so don't go out looking. Everything's out there, you know? So just be very careful in what you're doing. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Just recently we got an email from a listener who picked up two new death barcodes doing that, researching a health issue from the Internet. And
yeah.
I thought, oh, that's why you have, as part of the alien clearing, a website disconnection, because we can absolutely be attacked, and that's extreme to actually get a death barcode through the Internet, but that happened.
Yeah, that's bad. And also you have, you know, what's on those websites, you know, they want to connect you more into, you know, an alien database. And so they're using that information, you know, actually against you, you know. Well, against you, but for them, they want to get you more hooked up. So, you know, the more you look, the more you're going to find answers. And the answers could be all valid, you know. But, you know, the more you go on and look, the more of a chance you're going to have stuff happening to you, which you really don't want to have. You know, that's why I say curiosity killed the cat, you know. At some point, you're going to find yourself all wrapped up with energies of what you've been looking up, and then it'll start coming more into you, because now you're believing what you're reading, and then that makes it even worse. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Can we, could you rather clear us of maybe an internet search we did, or a website, or a book we read, or something? Just one thing.
Yeah. So just think of something that you went to. Doesn't matter what it is, it's still going to connect with you some way, because that's the way it is. Remember, it's what do they call it? The World Wide Web. You know, think about that. You know, it's the web. You know, you're being connected into, you know, a web or matrix energy of something. You know, why do they use the word web? I think they did something else, but they're just telling on themselves. So here we go. Releasing one of your searches that you may have done. One time only, maybe you could have did 200 of these, but I'll release one that you're thinking of and just see if you feel better. So here we go, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. And hopefully you're feeling the change of the energies that are kind of bombarding you, or taking away your free will, free choice, without you realizing it. And basically it's energetic cording. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, I'll keep going on. Oh, I'm sorry, let me just check the, we had a couple of comments on the fast chat. We had a lot of people helping the person with ringing ears again. Garlic oil is good for that. Someone stopped watching TV because of the ringing in the ears. Okay, and... Okay. Oh, I just wanted to add about loneliness, that there isn't a whole life clearing, so you can use the special clearing, but there are seven generational clearings. And do you want to explain, Ron, why a person might need to go to the seven generational clearings? There are a lot of them, actually. It's not just the loneliness clearing. How would you know if you needed that?
Yeah, if you do a whole lifetime clearing and for some reason you don't think it did enough for you, or you have some relief, then you may want to do the seven generations after that, okay, if you still feel something going on. I guess the main thing would be you need to know if your parents had the issue and if your grandparents had the issue or was talked about, okay? So if it was talked about, then you know you probably need to do the seven generation if that clearing didn't help you. And that's basically why it's on there, because sometimes you have to go deeker into your genetics. Maybe your genetics might be, you know, gigantic on one issue, you know, because everybody had it. All your family members had it. And, you know, if you have a sibling, do they have that issue? You know, if they do have it, then more than likely you want to do, you know, that seven generational clearing for yourself. And then also, you know, if you do have a sibling that has the issue, then more than likely you could be connected to them like a soul family situation, and you're bouncing that energy back and forth between you and them, and that could be maybe why you're not having the relief that you need too, is because they have it and they're corded to you. So, you know, that's the dark side stuff here. It's very sad because they gave everybody like no chance here. The more that you realize how much mind control there is here and how they got you hooked up into the genetics and being, you know, brought forward in each lifetime as far as issues, and you know, you can't live a life without having something going on, then, you know, you realize, well, they really, you know, got us good. But, you know, this is why we have the clearings, to help you out, to get you out of some of this stuff. And then you can, at some point, when you do the clearings and maybe you get enough of them, whatever that would mean to you, you're going to go, up, I'm over it. You know, instead of being on this uphill treadmill of negativity, you're going to realize that you finally start seeing some of those shackles being taken off of you, and you're going to feel much, much better. And it could just be one clearing. Maybe the dark side isn't allowing you to want one or to have one, or doesn't want you to experience one, so they tell you you don't need to have this clearing, you know? And you're thinking, well, should I be doing this clearing here? You know, maybe, you know, what about the fear? Should I be doing it? And they go, oh, no, you're not in fear. You know, everybody has fears. You know, don't worry about it. Well, maybe that's your issue. And all of a sudden, you do the fear clearing, and you go, ah, they were tricking me. That voice came into my head. It was that shapeshifter coming in and not wanting me to be fully self-empowerment, because it would have kicked me out of the body, and now I feel much better after having that clearing. So you have to look at it as, you know, what do you need? Everybody's different here. You know, unfortunately, that's why I only started off with actually four clearings. That's all that I thought people needed, and I wish that was still true. So back to you.
The more you saw, Ron, the more you saw what need we had, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then people, but then, Ron, I have this issue. I go, I have this one over here, you know, and okay, well, I'll put a clearing up for that. And that's how the clearings grew, you know? So, and a lot of people, like I said, they look at the clearings for the first looker, they're going to go, geez, I got all of these things, you know? Well, you don't need all of them, because a lot of them overlap and may only be like maybe a 10% charge on it. Would be good to have it, but most of them are going to probably be maybe 70 to maybe 100% charge. You want to get rid of those first, you know. So if you do look at it, they may look all the same to you. Like, oh, I got this, I have that. So it's just like a yes or no. There's not an in-between gray area. And do the clearings, and then all of a sudden you're going to start feeling better. Then evaluate yourself. Have to reach clearing. And then, like we started off with the program here, after you do maybe a half a dozen clearings or so, and probably do the magnetic twisted body clearing to put them all into alignment. It's like having a brand new clearing all over again, because now what was not in alignment initially with your energetic body that you're clearing is now put into alignment, and the clearing will be 100% for you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Boy, we're getting really close already to the end of the show. I think it would be great to have a sample healing. Something coming to you, Ron, that we could all use? Oh, okay. Well, Ron, we can continue if you'd like.
Okay, let's just continue on then for a little bit.
Oh, great.
We'll see what we have any other emails and stuff. I don't know what clearing to do. Maybe we can have somebody mention one on the chat.
Okay, yes, if someone has an idea of something they'd... we have one on the email. I don't know if you've ever done this before. Someone is asking for a clearing for hoarding.
Okay. Hoarding could be the fact that you like everything, you know, and you like the creativity and everything, so the creativity is what you're really hoarding. Because you like that. It could be hoarding from a past life, wanting to re-experience that over again, like the person with the plate earlier, you know. All different reasons why people hoard. It's not necessarily that you're in lack of something, although it may look that way on the surface. It might be because maybe you like that. Maybe you're a rock collector, okay? And so, you know, rocks do have energies, but you just look for that special-looking little rock that's very precious to you, and it's great, and you get this rock, and now you got a whole garage full of rocks. Each one is precious, and you just really love that. It didn't cost you anything, but you hoarded, you know, rocks, you know. And so why is that? It's because you like the creativity of what you're hoarding. So hoarding necessarily isn't that bad, only if it starts, you know, if you start filling up your living room and your bathroom and now your bedroom and now you're stuck because you got all these rocks in your in your house. But other than that, nothing's really wrong with that. But you may want to see also what these rocks mean to you, okay? So put your hand on the rocks and say, okay, I'm collecting all of you. I got them coming out of everywhere. You know, my backyard now is filled full of rocks and everything else. Now they're going into my truck and my car. And what do I do next year? Why am I collecting rocks, okay? I like your beauty, but find out why you want to have rocks, okay? So it could mean a lot to you. Maybe you might remember something where maybe you got paid for your rocks, you know? And so now you're collecting them from a past life because you got paid because you selected perfect rocks, and maybe the ruler, the landlord or whatever liked them, and, they paid you for them well, and maybe it was some type of a king or queen or whatever, and you did that for a job, and you got paid too. And, you know, just find out why, you know, you're doing that. So that's the main issue, is why are you doing it? What are you getting off of it? You know, how is it helping you? It is helping you. It's making you feel very good and positive. So nothing's really wrong with being a hoarder. It's just that, you know, you need to figure out why you're doing it and what it means to you and how, you know, the energy is benefiting you. And maybe at some point it's not. So anyway, we'll do a clearing for that. So think of what you're hoarding. I'm sure if you're hoarding all those $100 bills, you could go to the chat room and say, hey, here's my phone number. If you got too many, you know, I'll take a couple off your hands here, you know. So, if that's the case, I'm sure everybody would love you for that, would like you, if being peace with you, a lot of peace. So here we go. Think of your hoarding experience here and releasing the energies. And here we go. One, two, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now, when I mentioned releasing the energies, I was thinking maybe somebody did a spell on you to hoard stuff. And so, you know, now all of a sudden you become a little more sane, we'll say, if it's something that's kind of oddball that you're collecting, you know. And maybe now you can look at it and say, gee, I feel better now. I don't need to have all these things, you know. But typically hoarding is probably from a past life, or it could even be a life that you're living now on some alien planet. And you need to, you know, understand why you have it and, you know, what's going on with you in your life. So typically hoarding is from a past life experience and wanting to re-experience that over again, okay? So you're missing something. And that can get into, like, loneliness. Maybe if you got rid of all your rocks, you're going to feel lonely, you know? So find out why you need them. And it's probably taking you away from your peace, putting you into more duality by having something. And maybe it's costing you a lot of money to drive 200 miles to buy, get these special rocks or to buy them or something. And, you know, and you keep doing it. And you don't know why, but you got this energy. And you have to keep going on and on and on and on and on, okay? So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Could you possibly do a cording disconnection to an object for us?
Yeah, okay. So, I need you all to think of an object. Maybe you have one in your house. Maybe the object, you're being corded to cigarettes, okay? Cigarette package. Or maybe it's beers or something, or potato chips, or who knows what. So you need to think of it, look at it. If it's handy, hold it in your hand, because remember that energy somehow is you're cording it and it's cording you, and it may not be conscious, so you're putting the cord out to it. But if it's something else, it could be corded to you through somebody maybe doing a spell on you. Okay, that's a possibility. So here we go. Releasing the energy as you have it probably in your hand or you're thinking about it, looking at it. So releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's take a little more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now look at the object or think about it and just see how you relate to it. It should be pretty neutral. If you still have energy on it, maybe like, say, smoking, and you want it to stop smoking, and you're looking at it now, and, you know, if you're feeling like, uh-oh, lung cancer's in this thing here, in this cigarette package or whatever, or, you know, you feel something else going on, then you may want to do a clearing to release that too. But basically, it should be pretty much neutralized, so you can walk away, Renee. They've been there, done that, I'm fine. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That felt really good. I actually thought of something I don't own anymore, that, it's like gone now from my mind, so thank you. Okay, we have two questions on the fast chat that kind of, one definitely relates to the sun and one sort of does. So the first question, Ron, is our sun created by the light?
Boy, that's a good one. You're probably seeing an artificial intelligent planet that you're looking at, okay? So, you know, I would say probably not. So I'll just leave it at that. Remember, there's holograms, so what are you looking at, you know?
Interesting. So do you think what we all learned in school, that the Earth needs the sun and the moon to exist, might not even be true?
Well, like I said, it depends what you're looking at, okay? Is it real what you're looking at, okay? Is it a painting, okay? I'm sure that the people in the scientific community might disagree, but, you know, they may be on their own timeline. You see, they may be doing research on a timeline where they get all this information about something, and it may not even be real on our timeline. But on theirs, it's real, and, you know, they are getting their self-fulfilling prophecies. And and that could be what they're dealing with. Remember, so all timelines are real and valid, and they can all be validated, you know, continuously. And you could have one person talking about, well, you know, this happened to me, and you can say, no, it couldn't have happened. You know, it's a paranormal experience. Well, on that timeline, it was real. Remember the gentleman a long time ago talked about the California going into the ocean, you know, probably in the 80s, 90s. And he left California, and I think a lot of people did leave because they were in fear. Well, that timeline did exist, did happen. Just that didn't happen on one that, you know, we're on, that people in California, you know, are living on because it's still here. And so most people would say, oh, this guy just gave a lot of fear out there, and, you know, it wasn't proper, it wasn't correct because California still is here. Well, on those timelines that he was looking at, it was real. So you get a scientist out there with a telescope, and he wants to find something out there on a planet or to look at something or to validate something, and then he will draw that timeline to him, and that timeline will be created to bring forth the information that he needs to have to do validation on what he's doing or she's doing. And that's the way timelines are. Everything's possible on a timeline. There's a timeline right now that you're, you know, you probably have all these $100 bills coming out of your house and your ears and your trunk and everything else, and you can't get rid of them, okay? And there's also timelines that you don't have two nickels to you know, scrape together, you know? And, you know, all these things are possible from A to Z. And it depends where you are. That's why you want to get back into peace. You see, the dark side will give you all these timelines from A to Z to live on, and you're really trying to find peace. And they're not going to give you the peace timeline. You got to find it yourself. And then also, they're running more than one at one time. So you could be on 500 to 1,000 timelines and wondering why you keep getting these thoughts about situations and occurrences, not knowing why, and it's all real to you, you know, like having bad dreams or even good dreams. Those are timelines. So the whole thing is, you know, if you want to become peaceful, then get in peace. Do the timeline crash to get off these things that you're experiencing. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Another listener says, after many whole life clearings, I was doing very well. But as of late, life has taken a dark turn. Maybe because the sun has not shined in southeast Michigan since mid-October of this year. Gray skies every day, and I do the gray skies clearing from the CLS website. And then another listener chimed in that Wisconsin, that's Michigan, that first person. The second person's from Wisconsin, having the same thing. And I'm going to guess the second listener is also running the gray sky skyline. I don't know if there's something going on over that certain area, Ron, that maybe the special forces need to be called in or something. Can you take a look at that for them?
Well, I don't know what to say on that one, but keep doing timeline crashing. You know, maybe that would help it out. There's also stuff that happens here, you know, with the harp energies and stuff. So, you know, that's a hard one.
Okay. But they should keep running the gray skies clearing, right?
Yeah, it could be a lot worse if they didn't run it. You know?
There you go. Yeah.
You don't know. You know, you know, like I said, like, you know, people do a clearing or do something and it helps them, but they don't know how it would be without it. And sometimes, like, and this one here, it's not fixed. Well, it's supposed to fix it with the gray sky clearing. Okay? It could, but, you know, maybe it could be a lot worse than what you're experiencing. And how often is it being bombarded? And are you in the now every day? You know, if you check to see if you're in the now. So you want to make sure that you're in the now continuously. So that's what I would say. So, Ann, I guess we could maybe close the show here.
Okay.
Do you want to add, or just a mind a heart drop?
We can. There was one more question on that subject. Is there some way they can have some real source light?
Yeah, just do the mind of heart drop.
Okay,
great. That's all you're going to get.
And we would love to have the mind of heart drop, Ron. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Just make sure you're in the moment. Use your finger exercise. So here we go. Dropping down, commanding your spirit to take your thoughts in your head. Drop them down into your heart. So here we go. Dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. Oh, you should feel wonderful. And we'll see you later. Blessings.